TNG Radio,
where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland Ministries, this is Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
In the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." You know, people often ask me, how can I succeed, or how can I financially prosper, or I want to get my book written, or Alex, how can I find a wife, things like that. Do you know the Word of God says that if we put Jesus first, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. Hey, welcome to Truth for a New Generation, another program with Alex McFarland here. And I am with a dear friend and colleague that I've known for coming up on 18 years, actually. And he lives Matthew 6:33. He does seek first the kingdom of God. And he's being used in a mighty way to impact the world for Jesus Christ. His name is Kamal Saleem. Welcome back. It's good to have you again on Truth for a New Generation.
Alex, it's an honor to be with you. I'm thankful and blessed by your relationship, and I'm here to tell you thank you for having me today.
Well, it's so good to see you, and give us an update on Coombe Ministries, and give us your website, tell us what you're doing, and then let's get into some current events. But again, it's great to have you back. We love you dearly. Give us a ministry update.
Well, here's the thing. Victoria and I live the hidden life, and we've totally depend on God. Last year during COVID, we did not really travel because we were traveling ministries, and we don't, we sit in a building and what so have you. We don't sit in the building, but we work from hiding places because of the nature of our ministries. But the Lord opened doors all over the world. So we're doing Zooms, teaching Philippine, you know, we teach in master degree classes, doctorate classes, and teaching people from all over the world. And God blessed us and honored us so much. But this year, what we're trying to do is I'm writing a book, is about God's destiny for the Muslims in the last days and the destiny of Ishmael and his identity. And so we're working on this fervently right now, and we're shooting a movie on this as well to really show where all this blueprint that God put in the Bible for such time for something like this to happen, to reach 2 billion people, that is the biggest body of the Gentiles today on earth.
You know, last night you and I had an amazing conversation, and folks, I wish you could have been there. Kamal Saleem and I were talking with a friend and mentor, Dr. Mark Cowart, and we were talking with some of the faculty from Caris Bible College. But we were talking about, and I want you to share this, Kamal, because it was so amazing. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Paul said, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they would be saved. Mm-hmm. We often talk about helping Jewish people find their Messiah, and we've had many born-again Jews on this program. We've had a few born-again former Muslims on this program. But you were talking about how in the last days, the children of Ishmael would come to know the Messiah, and the children of Ishmael might impact the children of Isaac for Jesus.
That's right.
And it was one of the most exciting things to ponder. And so would you share a little bit about that with the listeners?
Absolutely. At Coombe Ministries, you know, when God gave Victoria and I the ministry, we name it Coombe, means arise. We are called for as a missionary to the Western Hemisphere, but specifically to the United States of America, because the United States is the sleeping giant, the church. And so, therefore, the church is feeding every day on different things, but they do nothing with it. But here's the best part. When I came to know God and I fell in love with the church, God told me two things. Protect my church, protect my America, and protect my Israel. These two, he put on my heart. So I always wore a flag of Israel and the United States on my heart. These are the two nations that I originally wanted to destroy. You know, and so from my previous life, that is. So lo and behold, you know, and I was in speaking about the ugly truth of Islam so many times because that's where I came from. And I met a pastor out of Canada. His name is Faisal Malik. And he showed with me what God is doing to the Muslims today. As I start pouring out into God's agenda for the Muslims, I found out that God put everything in the Bible as a blueprint. One things will happen and by what means. So therefore, when we look at our Chronos life, we look at God as his Kairos moment, interacting with our life and with our individualities to say, I brought you for this moment and I'm sending you to do this. So what are we doing with this? As I was looking at this, I found out that God loved Ishmael. And he was the first man that he was named by God. And he gave him a name, Al-Hir, you know, God hears. And so therefore that, and we found out later on that every time Ishmael cried, God ran. Because Ishmael lost his identity and lost his daddy, just like I did. And he was looking for his identity, you know, in his father, Abraham. And he could not find it. He held the promises and worshiped the God of Abraham, but he was orphaned. So, but then God had something special for him to be his father. And the other part, the church to be his mother. And the church has not learned that is the mother of Ishmael to call him back because his mother turned her back on him. So when we look at this, we see in the Bible that the word of God says in the book of Isaiah that he will bring all the Muslims to the altar of the Lord with the worship and acceptance of God, with their wealth, with their power, with their camels, with everything that they have. But when we look at Genesis, the old print, we found that God declared it right there in the book of Genesis. We are in time for this harvest.
Are there many Muslims getting saved today and finding Jesus?
646 Muslims coming to Christ every hour, 16,000 every day, 6 million every year. This is the number that we know of, but it's going beyond that.
That is amazing, amazing. How many a year estimated Muslims coming to Christ?
6 million. And now, but we're seeing the numbers that they are not recorded. We see that in Iran is the fastest growing church. Indonesia exceeded 50% conversion. That's the biggest Muslim nation on earth. It's happening all over. And now with the Abrahamic covenant, wait and see. The Lord is good.
You're listening to Truth for a New Generation with our friend. He's like family to us. So good to have him on again, Kamal Saloom. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what God is doing to bring the Muslim world to Jesus and ultimately the Jewish world to the Messiah as well. Stay tuned. We're back after this brief break.
America today is like a patient struggling to live, yet is being forcibly euthanized by her, quote, doctors. The life force within the patient fighting for survival is the honest citizens like yourself. The team of, quote, caregivers are the local and national leaders actually contributing to the demise of the patient. The economy is crashing. Crime is exploding. The Constitution is being abolished. The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late by Alex McFarland has one single purpose, to get you prepared. Learn the real source of America's current problems that no one else is talking about, and what you can do now to face tomorrow, regardless of what tomorrow brings. The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late, available now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and local Christian bookstores.
Welcome to the podcast, I Hear You. We are so excited that you joined us. And this is just going to be a great new podcast dealing with issues around race, issues around friendship, and how do we deal with the tough issues. And I'm so excited to be here with my good friend, Alex.
It's great to be with you, Adele. And on the I Hear You podcast, we talk about race. We talk about culture. We talk about politics. And sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but we find resolution and common ground. And you know what's really cool? Not only do we learn new things, we make friends, we grow. And that's good for all of us.
We're just two friends, one white, one black, and we just invite everyone to come and join and share with us. It's a big difference between hearing and listening, and we're going to show people. We love it. We look forward to it. And audience, thank you so much for giving us this chance.
I Hear You with Alex and Odell, wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeless truths in a soundbite culture. Truth for a new generation radio.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here with Kamal Saleem. Hey, by the way, before we resume our conversation with Kamal, I want to tell you a couple of exciting things. June 25 through 27, I'm going to be at the Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. We're going to be going through the book of Acts, the New Testament book of Acts, and we're going to look at spiritual awakening, principles of revival from the book of Acts. Their website is thecove.org. thecove.org. And I would love for you to be there. Randall Murphy of the AFA Journal is going to be there. We're going to pray for America. People from all over North America will be there, and we'll study God's Word, we'll fellowship, we'll eat some really good food. But we are going to join in prayer and intercession for America. The other thing I would tell you is that my own speaking schedule is filling up now that COVID is hopefully passing into the rearview mirror a little bit. Go to my website for all the information. Plus, a Truth for a New Generation conference, October 15 through 17, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in conjunction with First Baptist of Myrtle Beach. A lot going on. Stay tuned. We'll be keeping you informed. But alexmcfarland.com is the website. Now, Kamal, before the break, we were talking about the thousands, millions of Muslims coming to faith in Christ. You know, we don't hear that in the news. And tell me about how God is doing this. And then also, I would imagine in Middle Eastern countries, there's persecution. And many that go from Allah to Jesus, I mean, their lives are in danger, aren't they?
Absolutely. Many people are killed because of their faith. But then we see this number in the book of Revelations that there are a multitude. The martyrs that they are worshiping before the throne of God. And they're saying, how long? Because they want God to contend with Babylon and the system of Babylon. So we are seeing today when a Muslim converts, they are not sleeper. They are not, staying home. They are walking in the street and declaring the glory of the living God. I believe with all my heart, in the last days, when God is pouring his spirit, according to the book of Joel, what Peter quoted in the book of Acts, is God's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, but specifically on the maidservants. The maidservants are these, the sons of Abraham, which are the sons of Hagar's, which is Ishmael. They were the maidservant, Abraham and Sarah. But here in this place, what we're seeing that God is moving in spirit and truth, and these people are becoming alive, and now they're sharing their faith with the people, and people are coming to Christ. I met with a group of Muslims just the other day, and I was testifying to them in the grocery store. I said, you guys are missing the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me and they start listening. And as they were listening, they looked at my face and they said, your face lit up with a light that it was not upon you. When you said Jesus, we know that these things that happened to you is real. And some of them said to me, how can we have this Jesus?
Do you know, I know that glow. I've seen that light on you. I've got to tell you something, and I say this only giving God the glory. But there was in Greensboro, North Carolina, my hometown, a store where I would go to get clothes. It was a major department store. And the man that worked in the men's department was a small Arab man, and we talked, and he was a Muslim. And I would come in there, and he told me that he could tell when I came in the building, because he felt it in his soul. And I shared the gospel with him a number of times, and he asked me to pray for him, that he would find the true God. And one day I came in there to I was going to buy a suit, and he just, and he was not putting me on. He said, do you not see it? The light that is all over you. How does everybody see this light coming off of you? And I think the reason I tell you that, I know the light of the Lord and the Holy Spirit that I see on you, and I'm sure these Muslim people see it on you, because there's a spiritual hunger. And my heart just is so moved, Kamal, at the people that want to know the true and living God. And those of us who have Jesus, it's our privilege, but really our duty, to take the knowledge of Jesus to a hungry, searching, lost world.
Absolutely.
That is looking for the light.
And this is very important, what you just said. How do we define hungry, lost world? Anything that does not have the gospel of truth of Jesus Christ is living in a dark place. And so many people go like, how do we preach? Well, Jesus Christ gave us something very unique. He said, go in my name.
Amen.
So I gave you the go. And he said, I will be with you. So this journey doesn't belong to you. Remember the two apostles that they're on the road to Emmaus?
Yes.
And Jesus was walking with them, but their eyes were holding.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were focusing on their issues instead of the go, what God commanded them to do. And so when we go and before God, he is so many times with us and we don't know it. And so when we break bread with these people, and their eyes will be opened for the first time. Jesus broke bread with a lot of unbelievers. And when he spoke the truth, people devoured the truth. Here's my point. People that they live in the darkness, they don't see the light. We are the principles that God uses for the fruit of the Spirit. We are the light of this world. We are the purpose that the breath of God, Jehovah Rohi, is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because when we go, we are carrying, as ambassadors, we carry the Spirit of the living God with us. And so when we go there, people are going like, I want what this person has. Because they see your joy, your peace, your goodness, your truth, your honesty, your love. That even you love them despite their weaknesses. You go like, come as you are. And people are ready for their feet to be washed. We are to wash those feet.
Yes.
Many of these people still live in the desert places. Mm. But the Lord says, what are you going to do with it? Peter, do you really love me?
For those just tuning in, we're talking with Kamal Saleem of Qum Ministries. Arise. You know, we were just studying the book of Jonah, and God said to Jonah, arise and go to Nineveh. Hey, we've got to take a brief break. Folks, stay tuned. An amazing part of this conversation coming up just after this break. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation. Kamal, before we take a break, though, give us your website.
It's Qum Ministries, Qoome, next word, no spaces, ministries, plural.com.
And that word means arise. Stay tuned. Truth for New Generation is back after this.
Join Alex McFarland for Spiritual Awakening in Our Times. Study in the Book of Acts, June 25 through 27th in the Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove near Asheville, North Carolina. Acts records the first days of the early church and tells the story of a powerful spiritual awakening among Jews and Gentiles alike. The Book of Acts also contains personal lessons about revival for believers like us today. In the seminar, Alex will examine God's principles for spiritual renewal and evangelism that work in every age, including ours. You'll also discover how you could personally walk in the power and joy of the Holy Spirit, regardless of your circumstances. To register for Spiritual Awakening in Our Times, study in the Book of Acts with Alex McFarland, June 25 through 27th, go to thecove.org. Seminar packages include options for seminar, meals, and lodging. Register online at thecove.org.
Are you tired of liberal agendas ruining our country, but you don't know what to do about it? That's why Truth and Liberty Coalition was founded. We want to equip you to take back our country and impact the world. Here's how we do it. We educate through broadcasts, conferences, and our website with resources that inform, equip, and motivate. We unify by collaborating with like-minded organizations like the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Alliance, and My Faith Votes. We mobilize by providing practical tools you can use to impact your local community. As Christians, we are called to make disciples of nations. Together, we can change the course of our country for good. Join Truth and Liberty to connect with believers and organizations who not only want to see a change in our nation, but a community that is actually doing something about it. Join us online for our broadcast and subscribe for relevant updates on our website, truthandliberty.net.
In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex McFarland is a voice you can trust to speak the timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio.
This is Kamal Saleem. Welcome back to Truth for New Generations. And I just want to share with you, True Ministries today is a missionary to the United States of America. But what I want to know today is I want to thank my brother Alex McFarland for hosting me, because he is a true ambassador of the living God, and he brings people like me to do the work of God. Why I'm saying this is ministry like his need to be supported as much as ministries like ours, because we are traveling ministries and we affect everything else, the church that is not affecting. Because the world of Gentile is coming to an end, and God is doing something new. And God's saying he's using people like Alex and like me, and he's sending us to those places to share the gospel of good news.
Well, Kamal, that was so gracious of you. Thank you for bringing us back, and thank you for those kind words. I really do cherish this friendship, and I think about the days that you and I met at Focus on the Family, and I knew God was going to use you, and God is using you, and not only speaking and sharing your testimony of salvation, but whenever you speak at our conferences, you often talk about what God is doing in the Muslim world. Let me ask you this. How will it impact the world when so many of the children of Ishmael come to the Messiah? What is that going to do in the Middle East and in the world?
Two things will take place, Brother Alex. The first part, Ishmael will be like Saul that became Paul to the church. And he will bring fresh blood and fresh fire to the church, that the church stopped going forward, but Ishmael will, you know, he will go forward. But the ultimate goal of Ishmael, I believe with all my heart, he's a forerunner for Israel. We look throughout history that he saved Israel the first time when the Ishmaelite took Joseph from the well, from the pit to the palace. Yes. The second time, Moses from the desert to the mountain of God to save Israel. And the third time, when Ishmael behold the glory of Jesus Christ, and he goes to his brother Israel, and he will draw him out to jealousy and say, "Brother, it's time for you to lay your law down, because I laid down my Sharia law. So I think this is going to be one of the best thing ever happened, because these people knew what oppression and death and darkness were. So they will go into the darkness and bring the light of God.
I've been to Jerusalem, and I know you have too, and you're from the Middle East originally. Shalom is peace.
Yes.
Jerusalem, city of peace. But yet that's a land that doesn't see a lot of peace. Why is there such struggle and even bloodshed in the Middle East and in what we call the Holy Land?
Well, the struggle over there, it's about family feud. And it started early between Sarah and Hagar. And then when Keturah came to this, made things even worse. You know, after Sarah died, you know, Abraham married Keturah. So what we see here is the clash of a family. Because we are the better son of Abraham. We're the chosen one. We're the first one. Well, we're the last one. So they're always fighting each other. But the truth is, the word of God told us there will no peace until Jesus Christ become the center of peace of humanity in the city where God is going to set his kingdom come forever and ever and ever.
You know, it really, all of history is a family feud.
Yes.
I mean, I want you to explain for a moment how to become a part of God's family. And you can be a part of the family of love and joy and peace by the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. How does a person get into God's family, Kamal?
Well, the first thing that we must understand is Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And in another scripture, he said, you could not jump over the wall and become Christian. You have to come through the gate. And so therefore, the first thing today, if you have not received Jesus Christ, if you have not been born again, if you have not received that peace and walked into this, in this peace, repeat after me, say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I receive you come into my heart. I want to know you. Take me and make me yours. I ask you for the forgiveness of my sin, and I ask you to make me yours forever and ever. Amen.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And folks, if you prayed that prayer and you just now asked Christ into your heart, or maybe you wanted to make sure and you've come back to the Lord, just reach out to us. We've got a little booklet, and it says, What Does God Say About My Relationship With Him? More than 250,000 people have gotten this little booklet all around North America, and we'll send one to you, no strings attached. You can email us, alex@alexmcfarland.com, and it will come straight to us. And I will mail you this booklet, or we'll email you a PDF of it if you want it electronically. Now, what we talk about in this booklet is how to know that you're saved, how to have assurance of your salvation. There's even a section on how to defend the faith and how you can begin to be a witness and share the gospel. And we would encourage you to do that. So alex@alexmcfarland.com. But Kamal, let me ask you this. For people that really want to know how to understand world events, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Israel, how can people understand what's going on in the world?
You know, it's amazing, Brother Alex, that God never lies to his people. God always, he said, I'm not a man that I should lie. And so when we look at the Word of God, the Bible holds the blueprint that everything that God says, I'm going to do in the future. And when we come to the future where we're at today, we need to look through the scope what God told us will happen. I mean, we look at, for example, Daniel, when King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he forgot the dream, he said, you got to tell me what the dream is and what it means. So we are looking today that when God people speaking into humanity and telling them where we are on time, because they read the Bible, because they understood God, and because the most important part is the Holy Spirit dwells in them. The Spirit of the living God is, as God lives, so is He. And He will be with us until the end of the age when things come to destruction. But we are in the most best place. And if I have a word for you today, be at peace, because God always takes care of His family. And if you don't belong to family, you need to plug in. You need to belong to church, because God has a tangible, imminent blessings that they come through the house of the Lord. Find a good church, a good pastor that shares the truth and not one who is playing old music, and move forward with this, because He's taking you somewhere.
Well, I know I speak for all of our listeners, but I speak for Angie and myself and our board, Truth for New Generation. We love Kamal and Victoria. We look forward to not only doing another broadcast, but the day that you'll soon again be on the TNG stage. After COVID, hey folks, we're hitting the road, and we're hitting the road strong to tell the world about Jesus.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment. alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.